Happy birthday to Narisimha Dev, and congratulations to all the devotees on this special celebration. Also, welcome to all our guests, and especially Kaunteya Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Has he arrived? I even have my notes from the previous years here on this verse. But I will read another verse. So, Narisimha Dev is one of the special incarnations we worship. And the worship of Narisimha Dev is connected to some questions: why we worship Narisimha Dev, how we worship Narisimha Dev, what is the purpose of worshiping Narisimha Dev. We didn't worship him immediately from the very early days in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And some of the most famous deities we have, like for example in Mayapur, Ugra Narisimha, so that was after the 1984, I think, there was a night attack by some dacoits with bombs and everything. So after that, he was installed there. Also, in, was it San Francisco or Los Angeles, that Srila Prabhupada said to install Los Angeles? Because there were some bikers that were attacking devotees, throwing stones to the windows of the temple. So, on one hand, it's simple. Yeah? We ask Krishna for protection. On the other hand, we are the followers of pure bhakti, so doesn't he know already? Why should we ask separately? So you can see how Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Narisimha Dev in Harivarsha. So it's a neighbor Varsha, one of the nine Varshas of the Jambudvipa Dvipa, of our cluster of planets described in the Bhagavatam. So this is 518.8. We have different prayers to different avatars. So this is a very famous prayer to Narisimha Dev by Prahlad Maharaj. And the next verse is also very famous, because in the next verse, Prahlad Maharaj is praying for the welfare of the whole and good fortune for the whole universe. But first, we can chant his prayer, his main prayer. So the verse. Most of Canto 5, a large section of Canto 5, is gadya or prose. And the prayers also are in prose. Then, it's quite interesting. So first you have this mantra in prose, and then you have, although some meter will be assigned by the acharyas to all prayers, and Jiva Goswami assigns Gayatri as the meter for the whole Bhagavatam. And this is one of the interesting ways to get 18,000 shlokas, because actually there is 14,000 texts. But if you count the syllables and then divide them by the meter of Gayatri, 24, you get exactly 24 syllables, you get exactly 18,000 something verses or texts in the Gayatri meter. So this is Prahlad Maharaja's prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste raste jase. Avir avir bhava. Vajjana kavajja danshtra. Karma shayan randaya randaya. tamo grasa grasa om swaha. Abhayam abhayam atmani. Bhuishta om kshom. Anybody knows by heart? Anybody else? It's there, yeah. Anybody wants to chant? Somebody would like to chant?
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste Jasti Jase.
Namaste Jasti Jase.
Aviravirbhavam.
Vajanaka Vajadamstra.
Karmashayan
Randhaya.
Randhaya tamo grasa, grasa om swaha.
Abhayam abhayam atmani.
Bhuishta om kshaum.
Okay, so word for word. Om.
Om.
O Lord.
O Lord.
Namaha.
My respectful
obeisances,
Bhagavate,
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Narasimhaya,
known as Lord Narasimha,
Namaha,
obeisances,
Teja
Tejase, the power of all power.
Avirbhava.
Please be fully manifest. And he manifests, you see. You pray and he manifests.
Vajjanaka.
Oh, you who possess nails like thunderbolts.
Vajjadamstha.
O you who possess teeth like thunderbolts. I think the dentist should probably pray to Narasimhadev to help the patients.
Karma
ashayan. This is interesting. Demoniac desires to be happy by material activities.
Randhaya,
randhaya. Kindly vanquish.
Tamaha.
Ignorance in the material world.
Grasa.
Kindly drive away.
Grasa.
Kindly drive away. Om. O my Lord.
Swaha.
Respectful oblations.
Abhayam.
Fearlessness.
Abhayam.
Fearlessness.
Atmani.
In my mind.
Bhuishta.
May you appear.
Om.
O Lord.
Kshom.
The bija or seed of mantras offering prayers to Lord Narasimha. Translation, interpreted by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narasimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. And Gita, the purport. He's doing Srila Prabhupada. In Srimad Bhagavatam 4.29.22.39, Sanat Kumara speaks the following words to Maharaj Prithu. And you can chant, it's a famous verse. Yat pada pankaja palasha vilasa bhaktya karma shayam gratitamud grathayanti santa tadvan narikta matayo yatayo pirudha sroto ganastamaranam bhajavasudevam. Devotees always engaged in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet. So palasha is the petal. So the petals can very easily become free from hard knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although they try to do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. And the jnanis are called rikta matayo. Their consciousness is dry and empty. They don't have the positive engagement. Every living being within this material world has a strong desire to enjoy matter to his fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another. And thus his strongly fixed fruitive desires continue. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure bhakti devotional service as follows. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karmadena vritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama. Some devotees say the most important verse of the Vedic literature. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Unless one is completely freed of all material desires which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Narisimhadev. So we should always offer prayers to Lord Narisimhadev, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desire. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means a soft cushion or bed. Materialistic persons always desire to make the body comfortable, and for this they require huge amounts of gold. And the devotee told me that over the last few decades, the price of a car remained the same, 1 kilo of gold, more or less. Whatever is the price of gold, normally it's plus or minus 1 kilo of gold. Thus, Hiranyakashipu was the perfect representative of materialistic life. He was therefore the cause of great disturbance to the topmost devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, until Lord Nrisimhadev killed him. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Narisimhadev as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. Kama ganate menandasya ganandana shalakaya chakshurunetam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Yasya prasadadagyapi sadhya sarvagyatam rajayat sashi chaitanya devame bhagavan samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Madhya 1.1. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There's a famous story about one book distributor. Last year somebody told me about this story personally, and now I forgot who it was. Anyway, there was one devotee who was distributing books in Los Angeles, and then all of a sudden he saw these bikers from the gang, which was inimical to devotees. So then I think that was the gang that they had to knock out the front tooth to be initiated into the gang. And you could see the front tooth is missing, they're from that gang. Fortunately, our initiation is different into our community. So then he saw them on their bike, so he turned into one street and then into other street, and they were following him on their bikes. And then it turned out that it was a blind street. There was no way out. So he thought, oh, again, they will do some nasty stuff. So he just closed his eyes and he started praying to Lord Nrisimhadev. And then all of a sudden he sees that they stop and then they turn around and drive away. So he thinks, Jai Nrisimhadev, yes, and he goes back to his temple. And then on the next Sunday feast, he sees these two guys are coming to the Sunday feast. And very humbly participate in the program, and then they sit to take prasadam. So he approaches them and he says, aren't you the same guys who were following me on the street when I was distributing books? They said, yes, and we came to find out your trick. He says, what trick? He says, you stopped, and then all of a sudden, you manifested a big lion above your head. So we thought it's very cool. So we came to find out, how do you do this? He thought it would be nice to also learn to do this. So somehow or other, this is a very dramatic story, but in maybe slightly less dramatic way, I think many of us either have experienced or know about some experiences similar to this. I know, for example, one devotee, he's a Food for Life director in one place. So they went to some small Turkish town, it was 20-something years ago, and they collected donations on a marketplace, in the marketplace. And as they were collecting donations in the marketplace, then a few tough guys approached them and they said to this devotee that, you know, we are the ones who collect donations here. Not donations, but the protection money. We are the ones who... So come with us. So he was following, and then he was thinking, you know, what will they do to him? Will they just beat him, or will they kill him, or what will be the result? So on the way he decided, okay, I just have to turn to Nrisimhadev, and he started chanting, Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada Lada Dayine. And all of a sudden, these racketeers, they stopped, turned around, and they said, what was that? And he said, well, this is a prayer to Lord Nrisimhadev, and we are monks. And he said, oh, monks? And he said, yes, we are monks, we are Hare Krishnas, we are this. She said, oh, why didn't you tell immediately? Oh, then it's okay. Then come, we'll help you. So they would go with him, and they said, give him donations. So they come from the same market. So some stories like this. I mean, there are many stories like this. I'm sure you can yourself share some stories like this. But you can see that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes the pure devotion definition, where we are supposed not to ask for material things. And protection from material harm seems or sounds like a material thing. Because we are supposed to be ready, you know, for anything, whatever Krishna decides to give. So why are we asking Narasimhadev to protect us? Or, even worse, why sometimes it seems he does not protect us? Some devotees die, Hare Krishna. Or some devotees meet some harm in one way or another. So where was Narasimha then? What happened? Why did he not protect? Right? So, first of all, Narasimha Dev's worship is definitely part of our Sampradaya tradition. Of course, you know about Jagannath Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day stopping at Narasimha Dev's murti before entering the temple. And in fact, it's mentioned that this is the exact prayer he was singing. Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada Lada Dayane. That was the exact prayer he was singing. So it's a bona fide prayer. Also, the second prayer is from Gita Govinda, the favorite prayer of, again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tava kara kamala vare nakam adbhuta shingam. The prayer we also sing every day. And in Navadipa Mahatmya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, yes, we do worship Narasimhadev. In Mayapur we have Narasimha Pali. Yeah? So we do worship Narasimhadev. Why? So that Narasimhadev helps us remove obstacles on the path to worship of Radha Krishna. So sometimes we think, yes, I have obstacles, and the obstacles are that and that person. These people are my obstacles or something. Right? It happens sometimes, right? So we can see how Prahlad Maharaj is praying here. He speaks, yes. And you can see sometimes devotees love some Narasimha prayers which sound very similar. Kill, kill, cut, cut, destroy, destroy, burn, burn. Yeah? from some Puranas, and there are some similar prayers, right? And they sound quite nice, right? Yes, please, kill, kill, cut, cut, destroy, destroy. However, in this verse, you can see he says, what you should please kill? Karmashayam randhaya randhaya. Kill, kill my karma ashas. My hopes for materialistic accomplishments, for materialistic work and achievements, that by my karma I will attain some personal selfish pleasure. And tamo grasa grasa. So destroy, destroy, tamas. So not somebody outside, but something inside. Yeah. And please manifest abhayam. Abhayam, abhayam, atmani, buishta. So please manifest fearlessness, fearlessness. You can, in fact, even see that practically the three modes are covered here. Yeah. So we see that tamas is clearly mentioned, karmashaya, hopes and desires. That's passionate, rajasic. And abhayam is the opposite of subtle sattvic contamination. A person in sattvagun may be afraid of personal existence and may be attracted to impersonal liberation. So therefore, the opposite of sattvic contamination, with its attraction to or fear of personal existence, can be fearlessness, absence of fear of individual personal existence. So basically, this prayer removes all the coverings, all the material coverings, all the three modes are removed. And then, why we may be attacked from outside? Why somebody attacks? What is our philosophy? Our philosophy is that whatever happens outside is the result of something that I carry inside, that I have in myself. Inside. my karma, my acts from before. And if somebody is very introspective, okay, we know reincarnation. But if somebody is introspective very frequently, they will see, even if they do not know about reincarnation, they may find, yes, I have some negative, I have some tendencies, which are bijas, or vasanas. Jai Shri Pancha Tattva, Shri Nrisimha Dev, Shri Radha Madan Mohan, Ki Jai. So, if I remove the problem inside, maybe the problem outside will also not have to be there. So this is the secret shortcut. It's a secret shortcut. Okay? Because outside, I would need to control circumstances, I would need to control people, I would need to control sometimes the whole countries, sometimes the whole blocks of countries, maybe the whole planet, maybe the whole universe. Saturn is moving. Stop, go around. To avoid something, you know, that externally I may not appreciate. However, what is easier? To stop a planet from moving or something outside happening, or to change the inner inner climate, the climate inside, the weather inside my heart? Of course, both are difficult, right? Both are difficult enough. So therefore, for either we need the help of the Lord. So we ask Nrisimhadev, please help remove these desires, please help remove the ignorance, please help have fearlessness. And then this is how we become purified, and we can engage ourselves in our true activity of pure devotional service. It's quite interesting that this verse is quoted from the fourth canto, that for devotees it's easy. Karmashaya, the gratitam, the knots of karmic desires. Did you ever have to untie some knots, and you were trying and trying? Sometimes I have to untie a knot in my shika. No? Sometimes it happens when it happens, when it's wet, no? And you pull and it doesn't untie. So then there is a knot. Where else? Somewhere else sometimes you have a knot. And you're sometimes it's hopeless, right?
Headphones.
Oh, this, yeah. Well, I think headphones normally, I mean, it takes time, but at least it doesn't become so tough. However, the karmashas, karmic desires and hopes and expectations in the heart can be so, if hair can become so knotted, if threads and ropes can become so knotted, just imagine how even subtler desires become knotted, how can they become knotted? And just imagine, so psychology means you untie it. Let's run a poll. Who of whoever had their hair knotted and had to sort of break off some piece of hair, okay, right? So we give up even with hair, right? And psychology without Krishna consciousness means you are, even hair we cannot untie, and psychology even more subtle. You don't even, the hair, at least something you see, and there you don't even really see where does it go, where does it come. And without Krishna consciousness, so how do you untie it? You untie one part, the other part is tied. But this Sanat Kumara's verse says that you just touch it with a petal. You have a magic petal. actually 10 petals, 10 magic petals of Krishna's lotus feet. And we can touch this knot just by meditating on them. Just by meditating on them. And then the magic happens. Something happens, and these knots can be slackened, untied, straightened, or disappear, or dissolve, or something else can happen. Very positive. So this is the power of Krishna consciousness, and this is the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. He's actually more simple. He says just cut. He doesn't ask, please untie. He just says cut it. No worries. You can just cut it. But if you want, udgratayanti also possible. You know, untying is also possible. If you want to spend more time on untying with the help of the Lord, by the Lord's blessings. So, again, the purpose of that is not so that we can peacefully enjoy this this life, but so that we can dedicate ourselves to serving Krishna in pure devotional service, and so that we can return to our completely healthy state. Jivara Sarup Hoya, Krishnara Nityadas. Our true self, our true eternal form, constitutional position, Svarupa, our true self, honest, non-hypocritical self, is a loving servant of Krishna, or even better, servant of a servant of Krishna. So what the only way to survive in this world is trust and cooperation. Trust and cooperation. And that's, again, possible if you have one center, Prabhupada says, Krishna, then there can be trust and cooperation, plus some degree of introspection from our side, so that we can see that not all the problems are in the other person. Some part of the problem is also in me, in my something or other that I wanted, that I did, and so forth. I remember many years ago, Kaunteya Prabhu and your good wife had a very nice seminar in the VHE in Vrindavan, which was very helpful for introspection, for sorting out some of our knots in our heart, so that we can dedicate ourselves to Krishna without unnecessary knots. Knots are vosle, yeah? Vosle, without knots. And in Italian, how do you say a knot?
Nodo.
Nodo, okay, that's easier. Nodo, yes. So Narasimhadev comes, kills Hiranyakashipu. Just today in the morning I was listening to Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, and it was amazing that Srila Prabhupada says, I thought that only Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha says, but turns out Srila Prabhupada also says the same thing, and I never noticed that when Narasimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu did not become liberated because he did not realize Narasimhadev is God. And when Krishna had Jayavijay come as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, it was not to bring down the devotees. It was Srila Prabhupada in the fifth chapter of Adi Lila explains. He did not really like push the devotees. It was a response to some certain desires of these devotees. So Prahlad Maharaj stays here. You can see he says, I do not na vimumuksha eko. I alone, I don't want to become free. I will not leave these poor kripanan, these poor suffering living entities. Please make them free also. And in the ninth canto, he says, Please make everybody free. Please make free the whole universe. Simple, you know. Nrisimhadeva asked, please ask me something. He said, no. How can I ask? I don't want to ask anything. So then Nrisimhadeva says, for my pleasure. Not for yourself. Make me happy by asking for something. Make me happy. So Prahlad Maharaj asks for Hiranyakashipu. Don't punish my father too much or at all. And then he says, okay, make the universe free. So when he comes as in Krishna Lila, in Krishna Chaitanya Lila, Gauranga Lila as Vasudev Datta, then he asks for the same thing. Please transfer all their sins on me and make the whole universe free. So the acharyas explained. He didn't even ask the whole universe. He said, make everybody free. So the acharyas explained, what does it mean, everybody? Everybody, everybody, then means no material world. So then he says, everybody who... Everybody Prahlad Maharaj can think of. Everybody about whom Prahlad Maharaj can think. So then the acharyas explained that. That means that if you remember Nrisimha Lila, Prahlad Nrisimha Lila, you get into that number, right? About whom they could think. So then when you think about them, that can help us overcome unnecessary obstacles on our path of Radha Krishna Bhajan, of our developing loving service to Radha Krishna, whom we worship by the special Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nrisimhadev ki jai. Manidhar Prabhu. Was he here recently, Manidhar Prabhu? Yeah? He was saying that when long ago, when they still had that German police, and they were distributing books and they were arrested, they would carry a picture of Nrisimhadev, and then when they would ask, so who is your sect leader? So they would show Nrisimhadev! Oh! This is a picture of Nrisimhadev. This is our boss. So they would scare the policemen. Just today I was thinking that as devotees we also like pictures of feline, you know, cat creatures. So Nrisimhadev is half giant cat. Actually, it mentions in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that in some yugas he appears as a cat. I mean, he comes as a cat, and then this cat grows into a huge Nrisimha. So in different days of Brahma, he appears in different ways. Shri Nrisimhadev ki jai, Shri Prahlad Nrisimha ki jai. Praying for removing our demon-like or demoniac inner materialistic hope, ki jai. Any questions, comments, points, doubts, endorsements?
She said, I will give him my candies. And then she brought some candies. And then she said, but I'm not going to give him all. I will give him tomorrow the other half of candies. And that was also inspiring, very, very inspiring, because when we pray to the Lord Nrisimhadev, we used to think that we pray in a way that he removes our obstacles. But I'm thinking how we can combine what this little girl actually showed, how, what we can also offer to him while we are praying to remove our obstacles.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. It, otherwise it becomes that instead of serving him, we want him to serve us. Right? So what can I offer him? Anyway, even asking to remove these unnecessary desires, that's also an offering. Right? We are offering purity. So we are offering a pure goal. So that's there are no separate personalities. All of them are one person. There's no many gods. There's one God. So Nrisimha and Krishna, Keshava Drita, Narahari Rupa. That's all the same Krishna. And when we ask him to help us become pure, that's also pleasing to Krishna, because it means we want to offer him pure love. But there are, of course, many things, and today is the appearance day, so just, you can see Krishna is so kind. He says, I will be very happy if you talk about me. I will be very happy if you hear about me. I will be very happy if you remember me. Right? Just remembering makes him happy. Just when we remember him, it makes him happy. Sometimes devotees have Nrisimha marathon, book distribution or something else.
Thank you. Well, could you kindly elaborate on this part? Tamo grasa grasa.
Remove ignorance. Yeah. Prabhupada also writes in the purport something about ignorance. Where is it? Yeah. Unless one is completely freed of all material desires which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. These are also the clashes, the sufferings of the material world, according to Patanjali, according to the third canto. So bhakti removes all suffering. Why? Because it destroys the root of all suffering, which is avidya. Or Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur quotes Patanjali, the five levels. First there is avidya, ignorance. We don't know I am Krishna Das, or Dasa Dasa no Das. And then from that dense darkness, in that darkness, like, you know, if you have some stone in the garden, and under the stone, it from above, it looks nice. And then you turn over, and under it, ah, some nasty things are there, right? So in that darkness. even cockroaches prefer darkness. If you, unfortunately, someone has cockroaches somewhere, if you turn on the light, they run away sometimes. Yeah. So, from darkness, the next suffering is asmita ego, or in the Bhagavatam, tama, moha, mahamoha, tamisra, and tatamisra. The same five, repeated several times. But in Patanjali, that's avidya, ignorance, then ego, false ego, I am this, I am that, I am learned, I am foolish, I am young, I am old, and we have the whole Varnashram, Bhuta Shuddhi from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Whatever role in this world we play can become the way how we try to enjoy in this world. And then, based on that false ego, we have raga, desires, and obviously from raga will become dvesha, hatred, or enmity, hostility to those who become obstacles to my desires. And then when you take all of this together, it becomes abhinivesha, becomes this tight knot of so many desires and repulsions. which we translate usually as fear of death or fear of change. So usually for devotees, this is the first thing that is cleared. Devotees are usually not so afraid of death or of change. Devotees are usually more adaptable to change. They're able to adapt. But the source of all of this is ignorance, and the essence of ignorance is not understanding I am Krishna Das. And even more specifically, I am not even Krishna Das, but Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. I am a servant of a servant of a servant. Of the Lord of the lotus feet, of the Lord of the Gopis, who is the Nikhila Paramananda Purnamritabde, is the infinite ocean of perfect bliss and nectar. So of him, who is the Lord of the Gopis, of his lotus feet, of a servant, I am a servant of a servant. So that's knowledge. And the opposite is avidya or ignorance. So in that avidya, when I forget that, then all the things grow related to this material world. But darkness in itself, that's already, it's already suffering. This avidya, it's like, you know, becoming blind all of a sudden. Or having no sun. Yeah, like people from more sunny places, down closer to equator. When we go further north, oh, it's so tough. Even those people out who live their whole life in the north, yeah, they are more depressed, so now they carry special caps with daylights to bring down the melatonin so that it's not so depressing. Because sunlight, Prabhupada says in the third canto, purifies the mind. Just this light can purify the mind. So darkness in itself already is suffering. So he says, Nrisimhadev tamo grasa grasa. Oh Nrisimhadev, please remove that darkness. So that darkness is forgetting I'm a servant of a servant of a servant. Do you have some comments on this from your side? Would you like to elaborate on that also? This darkness, maybe you had something in mind?
Not specifically on the tamas. I was just thinking about this other word, boishtam, that it's not just asking to remove the negativities, but also to install Krishna in the heart. It's not just
the negative process.
Yeah, just not a negative process, mm-hmm. to be free from all these anchors, mm-hmm. but actually.
Yes.
To
yes.
create a platform for Krishna to manifest.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. He says, Atmani, please manifest in fearlessness. And this is why bhakti is the best method, because it brings the positive light, the positive knowledge. They say, rather than curse darkness for 10 hours, it's much more effective to light one candle or one match. Yeah? So rather than So the yogis, they are trying to chase away darkness. Go away, go away. And devotees are lighting one candle. Or not candle. They bring the whole sun of Krishna. Krishna Surya Sama. So it's a positive process. Therefore it's more effective than all these negative processes. We do have also the negative as a subsidiary auxiliary, secondary process to help, and we call it surrender, meaning that we stop holding on to some whatever material attachments, and we say, Krishna, I accept your decision. We call it surrender. Sarvadharman parityaja. We do have parityaja, give up. But we do not just give up, we have the positive. We have the positive. And even how Krishna presents it, this surrender, it's sharanam vraja, take my shelter. Don't give up, but take my shelter. And then naturally, by higher taste, by the positive, we get the alternative to give up the lower taste or the other things.
Well, Instruction that is given in Sri Shukranshapatur, as opposed to some of things he cultivates and cultivates, but take care of ignorance and, I mean, we should also simultaneously include tamaguna and sattva, vidya and avidya. We should simultaneously.
Andham tama pravishanti yevidyam opasite tato bhuya evate tamo yau yayam rataha. Dark are the places where those who cultivate ignorance go, but even darker are the places where people cultivating knowledge go. So what's the solution? Together. Avidyayam rityum tirta, avidyayam ritamashnate. By ignorance you conquer death, by knowledge you attain the nectar. So you can see that the acharyas explain. Srila Prabhupada gives three meanings of this ignorance. He gives three meanings of so-called knowledge. Three meanings of so-called knowledge, meaning the karmakanda, impersonalism, or improper performance of bhakti, pseudo religion and pseudo devotion. That he gives for false knowledge or so-called knowledge. As far as this darkness or ignorance or relative is concerned, so the acharyas are explaining this means to remove anarthas, to work on anarthas. Let's work with ignorance, with darkness. We recognize, so this is the giving up part. We find these anarthas and we do not hold on to them. That's dealing with anarthas, dealing with darkness. We are not attached to darkness.
As I remember from our seminar, you were mentioning that taking care of ignorance is like, you know, we also sleep, we should take care of the body, which is like gross material. So
I have not finished.
Sorry. Yeah.
So working on anarthas is, we do not hold on to anarthas. It's like we become attached to darkness. Like sometimes, I don't remember how it's nowadays, but I remember from my childhood, if you go to cinema, you need darkness in the cinema, right? And if somebody opens the door, everybody says, close the door! Or turn off the light or something. So bring back the darkness. You need darkness to identify. Just focus on the screen, hero and heroine. So it may be so that's working with darkness. We are not attached. But yes, also having proper balance, taking care of the body. As Prabhupada says, we bring down the fever, but not. So we bring down the temperature from 42. But not to zero, but we bring it to 36.6 or whatever is the modern proper number for the healthy temperature. I was told that now they say 37. It's individual. My father's number normal healthy temperature is 35.5. That's his healthy temperature. So some people can have lower, and some people can have 37. Slight, I mean, it's individual. So this is explained as also work with avidya. So proper balance is always there.
Thank you.
Yes, am I in there?
Just connecting to you, you mentioned in the beginning that there are stories that devotees.
It's for internet, right? Because I think some people can be.
Sorry. In the beginning, you mentioned the stories that devotees pray to Lord Nrisimhadev and he appeared.
Some
ways. In some ways.
Yes.
And we may have all experiences.
And there are also examples that somehow he was choosing silence.
He did not appear.
Appeared. Yes. So I want to say from, let's say, the Shastric perspective, or Acharyas, how we deal with that silence? Because sometimes we are in the position that we're praying. I'm not saying about what topic, or either is protection or etc. etc.
Yes.
And we face the silence, which is sometimes not easy, you know, to deal with. So I want that you kind of elaborate how to deal with that silence.
Thank you. This is mentioned by Krishna in the Rasa Panchadhyaya, in the 10th canto. The gopis are trying to accuse Krishna. Krishna, there are three types of lovers. So which is the best? Those who respond equally, who do not respond, those who respond equally, those who love unconditionally, and those who do not respond. So Krishna expands, there is not three, there is six. Because among those who do not respond, there are aptakama, satisfied, and he gives more categories. But then he says that sometimes somebody worships me, and I respond by not responding. That's also a response. Silence is also a response. Sometimes very heavy response. Isn't it? And sometimes a very good response. Sometimes silence is very good response. You know? Like, Jagannath Sudha Prabhu, can I take your wallet? He smiles. Or frowns, but keeps silent. That's a good response. Can I take your car? Can I take a computer? Yeah. So sometimes silence is a good response. So at any rate, Krishna says that he does it. This silence is also a response, and it's always for the benefit of the devotee. So this is to increase devotee's eagerness. You can see he does it even to the gopis. There's nobody higher. There is no higher. He even leaves Shrimati Radharani, which is, of course, not really her fault, but rather her plan to unite all the, to remove jealousy amongst all the, to unite everybody in the same mood, right? As Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, and other acharyas. But you can see that he can leave even the topmost devotees, even to the topmost devotees, he can respond by silence. With silence. Why? To sharpen, to intensify that their emotion. Because this is not a material relationship. Even in the material relationships, we see it's used, but it's Krishna. So Krishna is present, and sometimes his apparent absence of response makes us more sincere, more humble, and more eager for Krishna. So it's always mercy, it's always purifying. And sometimes he hides, and that's the ecstasy of separation, which is also a very elevated level of ecstasy. So from Krishna's side, there is never absence of response. There's always some response. Of course, that reminds me of that joke about the secretary of God coming and saying, my lord, there are some atheists coming, they died and they are coming, they want to see you. And he tells, tell them that I'm not there. Tell them I'm not there. But that's different, okay? That's his response to people who don't want to see him. But a devotee wants to see him, but Krishna may not show himself in the way we expect because he wants us to grow. So therefore, sometimes some things may happen or we may not experience something. so that we can grow. And therefore you can see, even if we do request Krishna for something, a devotee can request Krishna for something. But a devotee requests for anything in the mood of surrender, in the mood of sharanagati, meaning we accept Krishna's decision. We do not demand. We do not say, you must give it to me. We say, my Lord, if it's your sweet will, please, can you please? So it means, prayer means, we accept. If he says no, we will accept. Right? That's the idea of prayer. That's the idea of surrender. So sometimes you can see it, you know, it seems there is no apparent protection or is no apparent response. However, when you, if you know it in your life, if it happened in your life, or if you know some devotees who went through tough times, and you know, every devotee goes through tough times, and then you can talk to them, and they will say that that was actually helpful. That was actually mercy. When you are going through this, this is hellish. But after you pass it, then you see, oh, that meant, that was meaningful. There was some meaning in it. There was something important there. It's helpful. After you pass, then you see the whole story. Okay. Okay. Hare Krishna. Shri Nrisimhadev ki jai. Nrisimhadev chaturdashi ki jai. Shri Prahlad Nrisimha ki jai. Nida Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.